The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east, and they have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me a word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in the east until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and mercy and peace from God our Father and Jesus our Christ. A very good morning to you all. And for those who are following us from Zoom, good morning and welcome as well. Today I would like to share about the light of God's liberation. It is a time of turmoil and darkness in the world. A puppet holds political power. Everyone fears him, and they fear his temper. And he is quite unpredictable, and he is cruel. And the man I'm talking about is Herod. He was an extremely cruel man. And sometimes we just read about him, but let me describe this Herod a little bit. And he had no problems ruling by evil means. Herod, according to some writers, they say at one time Herod ordered the execution of his three sons. And Caesar in Rome at one time reported to have said that it was safer to be Herod's pig than Herod's son. And at his burial, one member of every family was slain so that the nation might really mourn. I mean, you can see how cruel this man was. But hope has been born in a baby on the borders of the society in Bethlehem in Judea. And yet, the one who rules sits alone in darkness without hope. And he knows he does not really belong on the throne. He knows he does not fit the ancient prophet's criteria for the anointed one who has been promised. He knows that. He knows he does not really belong to this throne. The kind of light that shines out of Herod's eyes is not the kind that invites God's glory. It is all about Herod's glory. The kind of the light that shines out of Herod's palace is not the kind that compels nations and kings to make journeys to Jerusalem to bow at his feet. My dear friends, today we celebrate the Feast of Epiphany, and we hear this message from Matthew's Gospel, the story of the wise men from the East searching out to finding the Christ child. The word Epiphany simply means showing or shining forth. So divine light shines forth from this child. The divine light that shines in the child is not a foreign light to the earth. It is the light at the heart of all life. And it is the light from which all things came. Sometimes this light is deeply hidden under confusions and falsenesses, and sometimes in chaos. But it is there, waiting to come forth anew. And in Christ the child, this light shines. He is our epiphany, our showing. In him, we see the light of life. And I'm reminded of the story that my friend told me. It is the story of the burning bush in the Hebrew scriptures, in which Moses sees a bush on fire. But the bush is not consumed. And he says that the important thing about the story is not that the bush is burning, but that Moses notices. Because every bush is burning. Every bush is on fire with the divine presence. So when we talk about epiphany, in our context today, is that God is present. Everything in the universe shines because God is at the heart of it. So it is our epiphany story today. It is a story that invites us to open our eyes to the light that is everywhere. But there are two things that particularly strike me in this reading. Number one is the story about finding the light way beyond the boundaries of what is familiar to us, beyond the boundaries of our nation, beyond the boundaries of our religion. The wise men went beyond the boundaries of their homeland to find the light. And tragically, we have often been given the impression that we have all the light we need within our nation, within our neighbors, and within our religious traditions, and within our cultural inheritance. But our gospel story this morning points to something radically different, that there is light beyond our inherited boundaries, and that we need this light that is given to complete this light, not to compete with it. We need one another as nations and religions, as much as the species of the earth need one another to be whole. In other words, we are in coexistence. It's an ecosystem. My dear friends, do you know that you are loved? This is the truth of Epiphany, that you are loved, that you are part of the beautiful light of God, that you too are called to shine for the healing of the world. And the second thing that is in this story is about the enormous risk, because the light that the wise men find is a threat to the political power of the day. The light that the wise men find is a threat to the most powerful man in Judea, Herod, most powerful and cruel man, a tyranny, like some of the leaders across the world. Because the light the wise men find is the light at the heart of all life. Not just some light, not just for certain people, but for all of us. Any power structure that favors only some rather than all people, all life, is a false power. It has no ultimate future, and it will collapse. I think you have seen what is happening in last few days. Some power is very short. It comes to an end. And at some level, false power knows this. It always feels threatened by the shining of the true power, the power of love. Love force, as Mahatma Gandhi called it, not brute force. Yet God's purpose is always larger than the human purpose. It may not happen when you want it to happen, but God's love and light will win. Always. You can try to stop the flow of God's gracious and liberating work in the world. You can do whatever you want. Pull all strings you want. Commit any atrocity you want, but you will not win. When all is said and done, God's light will prevail in darkness. Corrupt world that weeps, yet this very world still holds tightly to a tiny glimmer of hope far down the road. My dear friends, God's love wins. God's light wins always, no matter what. But the question is, how does this happen? And the answer, we see it right in our text. A new star appeared in the dark sky, and they saw something new, something in the heavens that wasn't there last night. Their curiosity was aroused. Then they were so sure about this sign that they went out and brought expensive gifts. Yes, darkness may cover the earth. Thick darkness may cover the people. Yes. And yet, according to the prophet Isaiah, the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. In other words, we don't know what happened to the wise men, but my sense is that they would never have regretted the risk they took. They would never have regretted crossing the boundaries of their homeland. They would never have regretted following this star. I think the wise men, in returning to their home, they saw everything more brightly. The light they had found in a distant land turned out to be the light at the heart of their own land. But now, they saw it as if for the first time. When you are changed by the light of Christ, you never live the same way you came. We remember that Herod actually gave them instruction, when you go there and see, come back. But when you receive the light, you will never live the same way you came. Like the wise men, you may leave to go home to your own town, but you go home by another road. That is because the old road is dark. The one you take, it is with hope. The star that shines in the night sky may sometimes be dim. There may be times when clouds completely hide the light. You may get distracted or fearful that you forget to look for the light. Yet God's light is always there. At times when valleys are dark and shadows are deep, you will wonder if you have made a fool's journey. Yet if you persevere, if you protect your gifts and make sure you offer them to the true Messiah, you will never return home the same way you came. We may all travel through challenging times, like government shutdowns or volatile stock markets. We may travel through the dark valleys of health crises, like cancer or heart disease or accidents. We may sit with a loved one who is dying. We may carefully wind our way through the darkness of corrupt leaders who lie for the sake of their own institutional careers. Yet, flawed as we human beings are, God calls us to see, to hear, and to understand that we can carry the gifts to God and we can be transformed to be the gifts ourselves. As I conclude, let me ask one thing, my dear friends. In the midst of whatever you are going through in your life, I invite you to give a gift to someone. Maybe today, buy the woman behind you in the drive-thru a cup of coffee. Buy a stranger some lunch. Go visit someone who is ill. Do something kind. Write a note to someone in your life who needs some encouragement. Stop for a moment in the grocery store. Look to the cashier's eyes and say thank you to him or her. By doing so, you will be lighting the world with love. Amen.